Monday, Thursday. Have you ever come home and your back was sore and you really felt like a back rub would be just the ticket? Or have you ever felt like the thing that would really help your disposition and tired body was to sit in a hot tub with really good jets? A little bit of comfort is a relaxing experience when you're tired, a place to unwind and enjoy a reprieve from pressures and problems in the world that can sometimes be taxing and exhausting. Perhaps you've experienced a long day and your feet are sore. And what if somebody takes some extra time and washes your feet tonight and gives you a short foot massage? That's okay with me, but it's okay with them. This is the underlining message of the foot washing narrative of Jesus with his followers. It's summed up in the theme of Jesus' message and mission. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. There's a progression in our service to God and to others. Jesus serves us, and we in turn serve one another. That's a principle underlying many New Testament writings. Love the household of God. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers, as Paul says to the Galatians in 6:10. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Philippians 2, 1 and 2. And then in this progress, we're instructed to take this love of Jesus and serve others that are outside of the four walls of this building, outside of the comfort of your local church, perhaps to those outside of your faith tradition. What does that look like? How do we do that? We share the love of God in practical and creative ways. One way many people in this church and other churches that work with us with our Joy Force food pantry is to share enough fruit and vegetables for a family for a week, along with non-food items like soap, toilet paper, and dish soap that helps stretch small budgets for people that are having trouble paying their bills. That's a ministry of love. Serving others includes having prayer for all who will come forward in our bilingual Arabic-English Mass on Tuesday mornings. That means a lot of many people to serve. It means a lot for many people. It is putting others ahead of yourself. Serving others means giving rides to those going to the hospital or clinics or visits to the doctor or other essential needs that involves time. Serving others is demonstrated through our Loads of Love laundry ministry, which provides free laundry for those unhoused on the streets and parks of our cities. Serving others includes those of you who take time each week to assist others to practice and learn conversational English at Table Talk. Serving others can be practiced in many ways. Feet are symbolic of our journey. When Jesus washed his disciples' feet, his message was this: I'm serving you today because that's the type of leadership I'm modeling, to serve and not to be served. And I'm going to wash your feet because your journey ahead of you will be difficult. Your feet will take you to places you have not been before, but I want to encourage you to prepare your feet for this journey so that you can continue your walk in the comfort of knowing that I've come to serve you. But in the same way, I'm sending you out to do the same for others, to serve others as I have served you. We have a tradition here on Maundy Thursday, or what literally means Mandate Thursday, Command Thursday. We wash each other's feet. And you don't have to partake of this if you feel uncomfortable. It's not a requirement. It's not a time to take a literal bath, like Peter thought. It's a time to say, hey, I'm with you on this journey, and you're not alone. I back you on this walk of yours. I want to walk with you on this road toward the New Jerusalem, to the sanctuary, to the city of God, whose maker and builder is God. We'll walk together. Even though we walk alone, we also walk in the company of others sharing things together. God wants us to have feet that will enable us to travel on this journey to extend the love of Christ to others, to aid them in their spiritual journey. If that aid includes foot washing, all the better. If that aid assists giving someone a meal or clothing or a place to get out of the rain, then all the better. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Amen.